This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Warriors in Portland, two games to go, on the verge. The playoffs are sitting there on a platter. Sit down with a knife and fork and go eat them. Listen, you want some Steve Kerr? If you want to buy some Steve, it'll make you feel better. You don't need to buy it. I know a lot of people don't want to buy any Steve Kerr right now.
No, I want my Kerr for free.
Okay, I got free Kerr for you.
You got some free Kerr?
I got free Kerr. All I got to do is do this.
The NBA, you know, it's not like we were a great team in Phoenix and all of a sudden got bad. It's just, you know, everybody can play, everybody can shoot. The modern NBA, man, the shooting variance is crazy. So you just got to keep moving forward.
Okay, you want some more Kerr?
More Kerr?
I got more Kerr.
Yes, we made some mistakes down the stretch, but that's part of the game. I made some mistakes. I could have done better myself. We all are in this together. And, you know, as much as you hate to lose that game, given its importance, you look at how San Antonio played, making 18 threes, seven of them in the fourth quarter alone. You have to give them credit. You can't just expect to win games. Now, we did not play well, there's no doubt, and we missed a lot of shots, but this is all part of an NBA season. You take the whole 82 and you add them up at the end, and I'm very confident that we're going to take care of business here the next couple of games.
Dude, Steve Kerr spent about 25 minutes talking to us yesterday and sounded like he was in a smoking jacket at the Ritz.
Right?
That's what it sounded like to me.
He was chilling.
Yeah. Chilling.
No doubt.
And I think that what we're talking about is why. I really do. I think that, Steve, you know, when you're in it sometimes, obviously it feels different than those of us who just watch. But the bottom line is Steve's got his eyes on the prize. And he remembers flipping January, which so many of you seem to have forgotten. They sucked. And they were the 11 seed. And Steve said out loud, we're pointing at the 6. We want to get to the 6. We wake up today, happy Friday, April 11th. They're the 6. Yes, it hasn't been clinched yet, but they're the 6. They've won almost all of their basketball games since the trade deadline. I don't know, man. Like, I'm willing, like all sports, to accept some of what happened on Wednesday night. Now, I'll argue in the very next breath that's why it's so important to stay out of the play-in tournament.
Right, because one game can bite you.
I'm not giving other NBA players a chance to get hot from behind the three-point arc and send me home. But, like, I do think we fall into that trap of, like, we the Warriors set a new bar for us, so now we've decided they have to be perfect. It doesn't work that way.
No, not perfect, but just don't lose those games.
Well,
and, you know, And they do, and it happens. But when you're in game 79 and you lose to that team without those players in that building, in that spot, it becomes more alarming when you're favored by 17.5. And I know that it's not about Vegas, but when you look at an expectation of a game, and tonight's a good example, you're going on the road against Portland, against a team that is without five of their top seven.
All of their players. Yeah.
Right. So go out there and win by whatever. Just win the game, but if you don't, it's fair to look at it and say, that's a bad loss. And when you have game 80 and you have San Antonio and they don't have De'Aaron Fox and they don't have Wembanyama, and, you know, they do still have some pretty good players, but you're at home and you're pushing for the playoffs and you lose like that, that's bad.
Oh, for 100%. Right. And I'm not arguing that. It's a bad night. I called it the worst loss of the year. I'll stand by that. But it doesn't shake any larger confidence for me. At least not for me. Like, I can, and I did. I answered Lucas. He was like, wow, if you can't beat San Antonio when you need to, then how am I supposed to believe that you can do something special? And I go, well, because you just watched them do something special last week. That was just 7 days ago. 7 days ago, they finished a two-week road trip by going to Los Angeles, punking LeBron and Luka in the face, getting on a plane, flying home, going to bed at 3 a.m, waking up the next day, and punching Jokic in the face. That's what they did 7 days ago. That is in their repertoire. And I don't think it went away on Wednesday night.
It didn't go away, but it was definitely a little bit of a blow to the overall confidence for many, if not for some. And I do look at this Warrior team as a team that's built more for a best of seven than they are for a one game. And so if you get into a play-in game scenario against, for example, Minnesota, a team that we saw last night is very capable of getting super duper hot with Anthony Edwards, who I don't think that you have an answer for, even if GP2 is around. If Ant-Man goes on an absolute inferno of a heater, you might lose to Minnesota.
No doubt.
And you may not play poorly, but he might be so good that you just can't beat them, and then you get into that 9-10 game and find you win, or maybe you don't. But if you win, now you're the 8 and you play OKC in a best of 7 2 days later with game 1 on the road.
Yeah.
That to me is a bad recipe.
Agreed. So I'm going to block that scenario out right now while acknowledging that it may happen. But it doesn't have to happen.
It's more likely now because of what happened against San Antonio.
For sure, but the Warriors have regained control. They regained control. So, in fact, everything that they had on Wednesday night before the game started, they have again. They have that again. I know in that moment we were thinking it's likely they only need to go 3-1. Well, guess what? You can still go 3-1. You're allowed to. I know the Clippers are hard. Sure, it's a hard matchup. Haven't seen them play the Jimmy Butler Warriors, though. I don't know what this is going to look like on Sunday. But you have regained control. And that's, again, go back to January or even go back to Monday. That's all you wanted. All you wanted was control of the week. They've got it. 888-957-9570. Let's hear from some of you. Fred in Richmond. Hi, Fred. What's up?
Willis and Dibs, what's going on?
Hey, Fred.
Taking my call.
Yeah, ma'am.
The confidence for me was high ever since the All-Star break. After I heard what Draymond said, a four-time champion, I was locked in because, you know, he has to back his words up. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, we go into the weekend controlling our own destiny. That's all a Warrior fan can ask for. We were in the dumps in February and January. Like, Warrior fans got to understand it's a race to the finish line, and all we want is an opportunity to be in the race. We handle our business tonight and see the Clippers on Sunday and bring on the Lakers and whoever else. All we want is a shot for Steph to go out like he is a top 10 player of all times. What else can a Warrior fan ask for? Fred, don't y'all get it?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the call. I mean, it's all in the packaging, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, what if the Warriors had lost that game against Denver last Friday night, which they considered kicking? They even said that. They considered just, like, letting the fatigue run, sit everybody out, lose the basketball game. I think we all would have understood. And then they beat San Antonio on Wednesday night. Their record would be the exact same. They'd be in the exact same situation. And everyone would be like, this is amazing. The Warriors are really coming together at the right time. It's all in the packaging of it.
Right, perception.
But, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm looking at right now? You'll all remember this. Do you remember the game that Jimmy Butler sat on the bench in L.A. when he had just,
yeah.
he had just
oh,
gotten
yeah.
approved? And so he didn't play, but he sat with the team on the bench in L.A. And watched the Warriors. That was the one I think we were at Splash that day. And because I remember watching that game at Splash. And the Lakers beat the Warriors 118 to 108. And Jimmy Butler sat there and watched. And that loss knocked the Warriors to, 120 to 112. I had the score wrong. That loss knocked the Warriors a game under 500. 25 and 26 on February 5th.
Yeah.
Then they got on a plane and went to Chicago. They gave Jimmy a uniform and he wore it and he went out and played. And at the first half end, they were down by about 20 points. They were absolutely objectively awful.
Yep.
So Jimmy was on the team. You trailed by 20 in Chicago, a bad team, and your record was under 500.
You're down 14, but I don't want to ruin the narrative. Right. Okay. But the point is well served. That's, you were terrible in the
first
half.
That's where you were sitting.
Yep.
In that moment, how much would you all have paid to be sitting where we are today? I mean,
well, a lot of games left to go.
Yes.
But for them to go and do what they did from that second half on is remarkable. No doubt, because they went on to win that game, and they outscored Chicago, not a very good team, 77-42 in the second half, which I believe is a 35-point switcheroo. And, yeah, you went out, and you dominated them, and after that, you went on a nice little run with Jimmy Butler, and you won in Milwaukee. You lost against Dallas in an emotional game. Kyrie had like 84 or something. But then it was win, 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 win. Loss at Philly, no Jimmy, and then you won 7 in a row. So you won 12 of 13, and the one you lost, Jimmy didn't play in Philly. So, yeah, things have been pretty good since you got Jimmy Butler.
22-7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
22-7. I mean, 22-7.
Right.
And here we sit with the Warriors in the six with a couple of games to play as a big favorite tonight. And we'll see about Sunday. I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
Of course.
The packaging's a little off. Again, the packaging, the presentation, it's a little off.
Well, it's a little bit different because 22-7, yes, but it started 14-2. So since 14-2, you've gone 8-5.
Okay.
Which is,
okay.
I mean.
And Steph missed two of those losses.
You're right. And
I'm not.
It's all fair.
Yeah, I'm not mad at
Steph and Jimmy
of that.
Both played against San Antonio, and you lost.
Yeah, the packaging is off. You would not have, if you were piecing this together for a dinner party, you would not have packaged this on the way in with a loss against the San Antonio Spurs. You wouldn't have done that because it makes people feel like something's wrong. I guess in general, that's kind of my point today. Nothing's wrong. Nothing is wrong with the Warriors. There are no ills. There are no rotations to fix. There are no. It was a performance that happened on one night that was unsavory. Not a good meal. The steak got overcooked and all of it's the most recent thing in our mind. But I don't think there are any diseases inside the Warriors game.
No diseases, but there are things that you look at that are flaws. And I think if you want to look at the things that could be a problem. You could look at the Houston game, and it's a one-off. I know it's just one game against Houston, but if you look at all five games against Houston, when you've beaten them, you've been able to get up and down and score a bunch, and the games you've lost have been really slow it down, grind them out kind of games. And so you look at other things that might be flaws, and we talked about it with Steve Kerr. They shot 48 threes against San Antonio, and you made 16 of them. And I asked him if they were 2-3 happy, and he said, no, this is what we want to do. And so basically, this team, as much as any other team in the league, it comes down to, are you making threes or not?
Yep.
And they shoot the second most threes in the league. And when you don't make threes, and I gave the number yesterday, when you shoot 33% or lower, you basically lose two out of every three. So if you have Kuminga and Draymond and Jimmy and Kevon all getting major minutes, then you're asking Steph and Pods and Moody and maybe Quentin
and somebody
to make threes.
Yeah, and somebody.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
So either Buddy's hot or you lose, or Buddy's not. I mean,
well, no,
it comes down to like, to me, it comes down to like Pods and Buddy and Moody. Can you shoot?
Someone has to hit something other than Steph Curry. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And I'm comfortable with that. I think that that's basketball. Yeah,
that makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Knowing that. Well, Jimmy Butler's not a great three-point shooter. Draymond's not great. Kevon Looney's a part of your rotation. GP2 can hit the corner three, and that's about it. So,
but that's basketball. Like
but
nobody.
Your you can't basketball. Just, it's different when you have Clay, and if you have like other three-point shooters.
I get
you're asking for a streaky Buddy, and you're asking for second-year Pods to be as good as he has been.
Except, but you're giving me four names, and you really only need one of them on any given night.
Which
I
one?
I just need any of them. It doesn't matter. Just one of you.
Right.
Like what happened that night is they all missed. They all missed. Brandon had one. Moses had one. JK had one. Buddy hit a few, but he shot a ton. Like you need someone to be a little bit consistent. You need the offense to work. And by the way, even with that whole scenario adding up, you were tied with 3 seconds to go. So you can even still win,
right?
Even with that scenario, you know what I mean.
But you also need Steph to be great in that scenario because he was bad against Houston and he was one for eight.
He was good against the Spurs. I don't think he was great.
I mean, he had 30.
Yeah, he had 30. That's a slightly above average night for him.
Right, but against Houston, he was not great.
Right.
And you lost.
You lost.
And so. I mean, if you don't have Steph be good or very good and help, you're in trouble.
The Warriors I'm actually with your main point today. The Warriors need to get out of this scenario where every single solitary quarter matters so much. They need to get into a series where you've got a little room to breathe and lose a game. Like right now, every loss feels like three. And it's been this way for so long, and they've navigated it largely very, very well. But they need to get out of that. And so hopefully they took a night last night, really got a lot of sleep, and rested up for what they've got now, which is two games in 72 hours, actually a little bit less because Sunday's an early game. So you're going to have two games in 2.5 days and put everything you've got into those two games so that you can finally get out of this situation. Take a week off, go sleep, go golf, no more back-to-backs, and no more, oh no, the sky is falling if you lose one game.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888- EarPod 1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They need to get out of that. And that's kind of what I meant yesterday when I was talking to you about what I view as some overwhelming fatigue. It's not just that they were on a flight the night before and that they play basketball. There is a mental and emotional fatigue that's got to build. Like since February, it honestly largely feels like you're not allowed to lose. They've only done it 7 times. And after every one of them, we're in here going, oh, my God, sky's falling.
Well, they've needed all those get into this spot.
Right.
Like,
right.
Without that run, and what'd you say, 24-7 or 22-7?
22-7 since Jimmy started playing.
Right. Without that, you would be the 9 seed or the 8 seed, and
yeah,
you'd be buried in the play-in. I mean, you wouldn't be out, but you'd be in the play-in.
You'd probably be out. Like,
right.
The chances next week are not good.
But you'd be in the play-in.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be out. Like,
right.
Phoenix now is out. They've lost 8 in a row, and I'll keep my eyes on the internet to see if Coach Bud gets fired before the end of the show today.
Yeah,
but
they have been eliminated.
They have been.
Yes,
and
officially.
I wonder when he becomes also eliminated because that thing is broken 7 ways to Sunday. But if the Warriors didn't go 22-7, they'd be the 9 seed, and we'd be talking about a different thing.
Yeah, yeah, we wouldn't have nearly as much to talk about, to be honest with you, because I don't think anybody would think, even if they came out of the play-in tournament, I don't think anybody would really think that they could do anything special. But I still very much do. And so that's all. Wednesday was just bad presentation. That's it. But the larger view of what the Warriors have achieved here of late, I think is fantastic. I think tonight's going to go very, very well. Apologies now if I'm wrong, you know, but I think tonight is going to go very, very well. And I actually feel pretty good about Sunday. We'll see what's going on when we arrive at that game, what all the scenarios are. Let's go to Raj in Toronto. Hey, Raj, thanks for calling. Raj, you there? I don't
know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, there you are. Come on, man.
I just want to talk about JK.
Let's do it.
All right. So JK is being used as a scapegoat. And Steve Kerr has been sabotaging this kid almost the whole season. And we've seen what JK can do prior to the injury that he sustained. He was averaging 26 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. And that's only when he's getting 30 minutes. If he's playing 30 minutes, he can produce. And this team and the fans, it seems like every time they lose, they try to blame JK. He's a bench player. You can't blame a bench player for a loss, just like against the Spurs.
I don't hear people blaming him for losses, Raj. I didn't hear anybody bring up Jonathan Kuminga after losing to the Spurs. Did you?
After they lose, he's humble.
What's that?
Every time they lose, they blame Jonathan.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I did not hear that yesterday. They lost on Wednesday. I did not hear anybody blame Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, that's what Stein. Well, I'm sorry, but Steiny and Guru, that's what they were doing while Steiny was doing that. And my point is that you can't. Jonathan needs minutes, and they're losing because Steve Kerr is putting lineups like Curry, Pods, and Draymond. Those guys are not fast. And athletic. You can't have your most athletic player on the bench. And that's why we lost to the Spurs.
Raj, can I throw something at you? Just a couple, and I don't even have any of the analytics in front of me.
Oh, I've got numbers.
I know you do, but like, here would be my response, Raj. First of all, you said, quote, that's why they're losing. They're not. They're 22-7 since acquiring Jimmy Butler. So that's not, quote, losing. So let's throw that out. And then secondly, you brought together a 3-person lineup and said you can't put lineups out there like that. And there's, like, I don't want to argue with anyone, but the math of what you're saying is incorrect. That 3-person lineup that you just mentioned is analytically way ahead of the lineup that you want to play. So all I would ask is, like, because I got nothing against anybody, but why do you think... kind of what you think. I don't hear anyone blaming JK for anything, but I also see no evidence of what you're saying actually being true.
Okay, do you know when they were saying that this lineup is 13-0?
Yes.
It was actually the bench coming into the game and winning games for them. They were that starting lineup at one point, they were like they were down like 80 points against other starters in a three-game span. It's the bench that comes into the game, and they bring back the game, and we take the lead. And then that lineup comes on. Maybe they'll close out the game, and then we give them the credit to the starting lineup when it's actually the bench doing all the work.
Yeah. Raj, all good, my man. Thank you for calling. I don't see what Raj sees. I really don't. I don't think the math and the analytics add up either. I hear him say that you give credit for a starting lineup that goes 13-0, but I've got a 3-game stretch over here where the starting lineup was outscored by 80 points, which A, I think is inaccurate, and B, why would you spotlight 3 games when we're talking about 13?
And honestly, like the starting lineup is not the most important thing. And he mentioned JK getting his minutes, and when he plays 28 minutes or more, the Warriors are 4-9 this year when he gets 28 or more minutes.
Hold on. I'd like you to slow down and say that again.
Kuminga has played 28 minutes or more 13 times, and in those 13 games, the Warriors are 4-9.
All right, so we can keep, like, if you want to keep butting everyone's head up against math, we can do this. My dad's a math teacher. We could have him call. He's 82 years old. I bet he'll, I don't know what he's going to have to say about it. But if everybody wants to keep doing this, we can do it.
Can you help me fix my phone?
Yeah. He doesn't even know he has a phone.